Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens continue preparations for their Week 15 meeting with the Bengals.
How you doing?
How you feeling about Notre Dame?
Obviously bummed they didn't make the playoff, but I think it might have been the right decision, the political decision at the end of the day. You know, head-to-head wins have to matter. So, sucks they didn't get in, but kind of funny they're not going to a bowl game. I guess all the important bowls are taken for the playoff, but 2026, Notre Dame still be there.
I know I don't think you go against Ja'Marr Chase unless things could change, probably, but when you're on a defense trying to contain a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, what's kind of the key, the priority to try to slow him down?
Yeah, I mean, we do match up sometimes in the slot. You know, they move him around so much, and that's part of the reason why they have success. You know, you never know where he's going to be at, and, you know, you try to scheme your offense, scheme your defense up, whatever it may be, so your best players can shine, and that's what they do very well. Not even him, just all the weapons they have on offense. I think big part of stopping him is just knowing where he is and what they like to do in certain areas where he's at. Obviously, Joe's a heck of a quarterback and can get the ball wherever it needs to be and can make reads and not just force-feeding Ja'Marr but letting everybody else eat. It's a challenge that people have had a problem with for the past fifth year in the league, something like that. So he's a good player. And they're good offense. But, I think we have a scheme, and I think effort a lot of the time makes up for mistakes just scheme-wise. So I think we definitely have that down pat. Just run to the ball, playing hard, that it covers a lot of things up.
Kyle, I guess multiple people we talked to at the beginning of last year were kind of saying it's put it for shut-up time. Like, what we want to do is still in front of us, but, you know, we got to do it. Same message to start this week? Is it any harder coming out of the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit harder. Obviously, you know, we were 6-6 last week. Now we're 6-7. So, I mean, that urgency becomes even more urgent, I guess. But, you know, it's not hard, but it's a little annoying, not from you guys, but for myself, having to get up here every week and be like, we need to turn it on. It's been like that ever since week one. You know, it's time that we go out and do it, and there's no excuses that are to be made at this point. But, like I said, it's a lot of talk. I mean, we can stand up here and tell you our plan every week, but it's a matter of us going out there and actually executing it. So, we feel like we've done that multiple times this year. We just got to replicate it down the stretch.
So what areas have you seen that defense improve in over the year?
I would say, one, just playing together and playing, like, rushing coverage working together. I think that's a big part of football in general, complementary football. You know, sometimes the coverage may not look great, but then the rush gets there, and then playing hard covers up those mistakes. Or pass rush isn't getting home, but DBs are covering well, quarterback scramble, throws it out of bounds, something like that. I think we've been playing very complimentary with each other. Also, I think just being resilient throughout a game. We've had the tendency in the past to just maybe come out strong and then second half kind of wear down and then, you know, not do well in the fourth quarter when it's time to win games. I think last week, I don't know the stats, but somebody said something about how many yards or first downs the Steelers had in the fourth quarter. Obviously gave ourselves the opportunity to win the game at the end of the day. So just playing better down the stretch of games. You know, I think our red zone's been really good. And, you know, we've been put in some tough positions. We're going out there and getting stops, holding the 3 points, stuff like that. And, you know, we do a lot of good stuff. And there's obviously some stuff we need to fix. But, you know, I think we're in a good spot right now.
Just one game at a time.
Just focus on Joe Burrow right now.
Kyle, what's that kind of cat and mouse game like before the snap with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, where you guys will show pressure, maybe he'll switch into protection, and maybe he'll fail or stay in it? Just, you know, he kind of got you guys sometimes stuck on third and longs in that week 13 game. So just what's it like going against them in cases like that?
Yeah, there's definitely some gamesmanship going on. I think Aaron Rodgers last week was probably the best example I'll ever get of it. You know, he's taking the clock down all the way to zero and gets his offense to what he wants to be in. And same thing with Joe. You know, he's really a younger guy for his position. And the way the offense operates, just the operation down the field. And, you know, taking care of the ball for the most part and making plays. And there's definitely like a cat and mouse gamesmanship going on before the snap, just with disguises and bluffing one thing. And he's got us a couple times, but we've also got him too. So I think that's the beauty of football. You know, every you're going to have wins and losses. It's just a matter of who stacks more wins at the end of the game. I mean, I would say yeah if you asked me this in training camp. Not that this is expected or anything at this point in the season, but you know, you play the cards you're dealt. Really, we've dealt ourselves these cards. So, you know, we're obviously not in the position we would like to have been in, but we still have opportunity to go win the AFC North and get into the playoffs. So, we still control our destiny, and that's not going to change. Where our mindset is win and we're in from here on out. So that's something we can control and something we got to go do.
Kyle, going back to what you were saying about, like, you know, standing up here, having to say the same thing every week, but you just got to win this game or this week's a playoff game or whatever the case is. Does the message change at all in this week, coming weeks, amongst you guys or something? Get delivered in a different way or anything like that to shape things up?
Yeah, I think so. I think just the way coaches were opening meetings, just by talking, it's talking from a different perspective. I feel like, you know, our perspective changes every time we win or lose a game. And, you know, the record changes, the probability and what it means for the rest of the games change. Probably going to go off on a tangent here a little bit, but kind of a weird relation to your question. I was thinking just about, like, all the sports and all the champions that I've seen recently and just the how they got there, and it kind of put things in perspective for me. Like the French Open, Carlos Alcaraz has 3 match points. He's down 3 match points, comes back, wins. Rory McIlroy loses the U.S. Open like that last year. Misses a putt on 18 at the Masters. Everything looks like he's about to choke again. Wins the Masters. F1 driver, I don't know if you guys watched that, but Max Verstappen, middle of the year, it looks like he's not even going to finish in the top 3 or 4 for the Drivers' Championship. Put himself in position last week to win the whole thing. LeBron down 3-1 in the finals, comes back and wins it. It's like, it never really is the Cinderella fairy tale season that it's going to be. I mean, and that just is what it is. I mean, the Patriots won all those games and then lost in the Super Bowl, and nobody really cares about the undefeated record up until that point. So it's not about how you get there. It's just a matter of you getting there. I think the mindset that we have to have is kind of like that. Like, all these great sports feats have come with challenge, and, you know, we could be another story along that road. So that's kind of the mindset I feel like we've taken upon ourselves right now. It's kind of the mindset we need to have in order to get where we want to go. But you know, it's going to be a heck of a story. That's what we're telling ourselves.
You going to share that with your teammates?
I kind of did that tangent a little bit at lunch today, so they can talk about it themselves.
All good?
There you go.
Thank you.